Welcome back to Amber Story House. I'm Amber. This is Season 2, Episode 26. In this chapter, we'll read the story in both English and Chinese. 第26章的内容比较长，如果大家想听原文纯享版的话，请到 Instagram 的贴文留言加一，那我就会跟最后一章第27章放在一起哦。我们一起把这个故事听到最后吧。Also, be sure to subscribe or follow me on Instagram. 还没有追踪的朋友，请记得到 Instagram 追踪一下，才不会错过最新消息哦。Then let's get started. The Little Prince, Chapter 26. Beside the well, there was the ruin of an old stone wall. 在井旁边是一堵旧石墙的废墟。When I came back from my work the next evening,I saw from some distance away my little prince sitting on top of a wall with his feet dangling.
隔天晚上，当我从工作那一头回来时，我远远看见小王子坐在墙上，垂挂着双腿。
And I heard him say,
Then, you don't remember, this is not the exact spot.
我听见他说，
那你不记得了，这里不是准确的地点。
Another voice must have answered him, for he replied to it.
Yes, yes, it is the right day, but this is not the place.
另一个声音一定在回答他，因为他回答说，
没错，没错，日期是对的，但不是在这个地方。
I continued my walk toward the wall, and no time did I see or hear anyone.
我继续朝着那面墙走去。但我还是看不到也听不见任何人。
The little prince, however, replied once again,
Exactly, you will see where my track begins in the sand.
可是小王子又回应了，
那当然，你会在沙地上看到我的足迹是从什么地方开始的。You have nothing to do but wait for me there. I shall be there tonight. 你什么也不必做，就只要在那里等我。我今晚就会在那里。
I was only 20 meters from the wall, and I still saw nothing.
我离墙只有20公尺远，但我依然什么也没看见。
After a silence, the little prince spoke again.
You have good poison? You're sure that it will not make me suffer too long?
安静一会后，小王子又说话了。
你有好的毒液吗？你确定它不会让我痛苦太久吗？
I stopped in my tracks, my heart torn asunder, but still I did not understand.
我停下脚步，我的心都碎了，但我仍然不明白这是怎么一回事。
Now go away, said the little prince. I want to get down from the wall.
小王子说，现在离开吧，我想要从墙上下来。
I dropped my eyes, then to the foot of the wall, and I leaped into the air.
我朝墙脚下看去，然后我吓了一跳。
There, before me, facing the little prince, was one of those yellow snakes that take just 30 seconds to bring your life to an end.
在我面前，面对小王子的是一条黄蛇，这种黄蛇30秒就可以结束你的生命。
Even as I was digging into my pocket to get out my revolver, I made a running step back.
在我从口袋里掏出我的左轮手枪时，我往后退了一步。
But at the noise I made, the snake let himself flow easily across the sand like the dying spray of a fountain, and in no apparent hurry, disappeared with a light metallic sound among the stones.
但一听到我发出的噪音，蛇却好像要消失的喷泉水柱一般，轻易地让自己淹没在沙子里，不慌不忙地消失，发出轻轻金属般的声响。
I reached the wall just in time to catch my little man in my arms. His face was white as snow.
我及时赶到墙边，把我的小王子抱在怀里，他的脸色像雪一样惨白。
What does this mean? I demanded. Why are you talking with the snakes?
我询问道，这是什么意思？ 你为什么和蛇说话？
I had loosened the golden muffler that he always wore.
我解开了他一直戴着的金黄色围巾。
I had moistened his temples and had given him some water to drink.
我用水浸湿了他的太阳穴，给他喝点水。
And now I did not dare ask him any more questions.
而现在我不敢问他任何问题。
He looked at me very gravely and put his arms around my neck.
他非常严肃地看着我，用双臂搂着我的脖子。
I felt his heart beating like the heart of a dying bird shot with someone's rifle.
我感觉他的心跳就像一只中了来福枪、濒临垂死的鸟儿一样。
I'm glad that you have found what was the matter with your engine, he said. Now you can go back home.
我很高兴你已经发现你的引擎有什么问题了。现在你可以回家去了。
How do you know about that?
你是怎么知道的？
I was just coming to tell him that my work had been successful beyond anything that I had dared to hope.
我正是要来告诉他我的修复工作超乎我预期的成功。
He made no answer to my question, but he added,
I, too, am going back home today.
他没有回答我的问题，但他说
我也是今天准备要回家了。
Then, sadly,
it is much more difficult.
然后他悲伤地说，
我的家更远，也更困难。
I realized clearly that something extraordinary was happening.
我终于清楚地明白某些不寻常的事情要发生了。
I was holding him close in my arms as if he were a little child.
我把他紧紧地抱在怀里，就好像他是一个小孩子一样。
And yet it seemed to me that he was rushing headlong toward an abyss from which I could do nothing to restrain him.
然而我感觉他正朝向一个深渊直直地冲去，而我却做不到任何事来阻止他。
His look was very serious, like someone lost far away.
他的样子很严肃，好像在远方迷失了方向的人。
I have your sheep, and I have the sheep's box, and I have the muzzle.
我有你画的羊，还有羊的箱子和羊的嘴套。
And he gave me a sad smile.
然后他给了我一个悲伤的微笑。
I waited a long time. I could see that he was reviving little by little.
我等了很长一段时间，我能看见他一点点地恢复过来。
Dear little man, I said to him, you are afraid.
我对他说，亲爱的小家伙，你害怕了。
He was afraid. There was no doubt about that. But he laughed lightly.
他害怕了。那是毫无疑问的，但他轻轻地笑了。
I shall be much more afraid this evening. 我今天晚上会怕得更厉害。
Once again, I felt myself frozen by the sense of something irreparable.
我再次感觉自己全身冻僵了，被什么不可挽回的事。
And I knew that I could not bear the thought of never hearing that laughter anymore.
我知道我不能承受再也听不到那个笑声的想法。
For me, it was like a spring of fresh water in the desert.
对我来说，它就像是沙漠中的甘泉一样。
Little man, I said, I want to hear you laugh again.
我说，小家伙，我想再听听你的笑声。
But he said to me,
Tonight, it will be a year.My star, then, can be found right above the place where I came to the earth a year ago.
但他对我说，在今晚就会刚好是一年了，我的星星会正好在我一年前来到地球的上方被找到。
Little man, I said, tell me that it is only a bad dream. This affair of the snake and the meeting place and the star.
小家伙，快告诉我这只是一场噩梦，这条蛇，见面的地点，还有星星的事。
But he did not answer my plea. He said to me instead, The thing that is important is the thing that is not seen.
但他不肯回应我的恳求，他只是对我说，重要的事情是看不见的。
Yes, I know. 是的，我知道。It is just as it is with the flower. If you love a flower that lives on the star, it is sweet to look at the sky at night. All the stars are abloom with flowers.
就像花一样，如果你爱上一朵生在一颗星星上的花，那么当你仰望星空，你就会感觉到甜蜜与幸福。所有的星星都好像开着花一样。
Yes, I know.
是的，我知道。
It is just as it is with the water. Because of the pulley and the rope, what you gave me to drink was like music. You remember how good it was.
这也像水一样，因为滑轮和绳子的关系，你给我喝的井水就像音乐一样。你还记得那有多棒吗？
Yes, I know.
是的，我知道。
And at night, you will look up at the stars. Where I live, everything is so small that I cannot show you where my star is to be found.
夜晚你会抬头望着星星，我住的地方太小了，我没有办法给你指出来在哪里找得到我的星星。
It is better like that. My star will just be one of the stars for you.
但这样更好，你可以认为我的星星就在其中之一。
And so you will love to watch all the stars in the heavens. They will all be your friends.
所以你会很喜欢天上所有的星星，他们都将会成为你的朋友。
And besides, I'm going to make you a present.
而且，除此之外，我要给你一件礼物。
He laughed again.
他又笑了。
Little prince, dear little prince, I love to hear that laughter.
小王子，亲爱的小王子，我喜欢听你的笑声。
That is my present, just that. It will be as it was when we drank the water.
那就是我的礼物，就是那个了。它就会像我们喝水的时候一样。
What are you trying to say?
你想要说什么呢？
All men have the stars, he answered, but they are not the same things for different people.
他回答道，所有人都有星星，但对不同的人来说，他们是不一样的东西。
For some who are travelers, the stars are guides.
对旅行者来说，星星是向导。
For others, they are no more than little lights in the sky.
对别人来说，他们不过是天上的小亮光。
For others who are scholars, they are problems.
对另一些学者来说，他们就是问题。
For my businessmen, they were wealth.
对我遇见的那个商人来说，他们是财富。
But all these stars are silent. You alone will have the stars as no one else has them.
但这些星星都是沉默的，你，只有你，会有别人所没有的星星。
What are you trying to say?
你想要说什么呢？
In one of the stars I shall be living, in one of them I shall be laughing.
我会住在其中一个星星上，我会在其中一个星星上笑着。
And so it will be as if all the stars were laughing when you look at the sky at night.
所以当你夜晚看着星空的时候，就会感觉好像所有的星星都在笑一样。
You, only you, will have stars that can laugh.
你，只有你会有那一些会笑的星星。
And he laughed again.
然后他又笑了。
And when your sorrow is comforted,Time soothes all sorrows. You will be content that you have known me.
当你的悲伤得到缓解，时间会抚平所有的伤痛，你就会因为认识我而感到高兴。
You will always be my friend. You will want to laugh with me. 你永远会是我的朋友，你会想要和我一起笑。And you will sometimes open your window, so for that pleasure. 而你有时候会想要打开窗，为了那一点欢笑。And your friends will be properly astonished to see you laughing as you look up at the sky.
你的朋友们看着你望向天空时大笑，会很惊讶的。
Then you will say to them, Yes, the stars always make me laugh.
然后你就可以对他们说，是啊，星星总是让我欢笑。
And they will think you're crazy.
然后他们会以为你疯了。
It will be a very shabby trick that I shall have played on you.
那会是我给你开的一个小玩笑。
And he laughed again.
然后他又笑了。
It will be as if in place of the stars, I had given you a great number of little bells that knew how to laugh.
那就好像是代替了那些星星，我给你很多知道该怎么笑的小铃铛。
And he laughed again.然后他又笑了一遍。
Then he quickly became serious. Tonight, you know, do not come, said the little prince.
接着他很快变得严肃起来。小王子说，
今晚你知道的，不要来。
I shall not leave you, I said.
我不会离开你的。
I shall look as if I were suffering. I shall look a little as if I were dying.It is like that.
我会看起来很痛苦一样，我会看起来有点像要死去一般，就像那个样子。
Do not come to see that. It is not worth the trouble.
不要来看了，不值得这样麻烦。
I shall not leave you.
我不会离开你。
But he was worried.
但是他担心了起来。
I tell you,It is also because of the snake. He must not bite you. Snakes, they are malicious creatures. This one might bite you just for fun.
我跟你说，这也是因为蛇，它不可以咬你。蛇是很恶毒的生物，它可能因为好玩而咬你。
I shall not leave you.
我不会离开你。
But a thought came to reassure him.It is true that they have no more poison for a second bite.
但一个想法让他安心了。他们没有更多的毒液来咬第二口，那倒是真的。
That night, I did not see him set out on his way.
那天夜里，我没有看到他启程。
He got away from me without making a sound.
他不声不响地离开我了。
When I succeeded in catching up with him, he was walking alone with a quick and a resolute step.
当我成功赶上他的时候，他正坚定地快步往前走。
He said to me merely,
Ah, you are there.
他仅仅对我说，
Ah, 你来了。
And he took me by the hand, but he was still worrying.
于是他拉着我的手。但他仍然很担心。
It was wrong of you to come. You will suffer. I shall look as if I were dead, but that will not be true.
你不应该来的，你会很难受的。我会看起来像要死去一样，但那不是真的。
I said nothing.
我什么也没说。
You understand? It is too far. I cannot carry this body with me. It is too heavy.
你理解的，因为太远了，我没有办法带着我的这副身躯走，它太重了。
I said nothing. 我什么也没说。
But it will be like an old abandoned shell. There's nothing sad about old shells.
但它只会看起来像是一个老旧废弃的壳，对于老旧的壳，没有什么好悲伤的。
I said nothing.
我什么也没说。
He was a little discouraged, but he made one more effort. You know, it will be very nice. I, too, shall look at the stars.
他有些泄气了，但他又做了一次努力。
你知道，那会很美妙的，我也会看着星星。
All the stars will be wells with a rusty pulley. All the stars will pour out fresh water for me to drink. 所有的星星都将会是带着深秀滑轮的水井，所有的星星都会倒出泉水给我喝。
I said nothing， 我什么也没说。
That will be so amusing. You will have 500 million little bells and I shall have 500 million springs of fresh water. 那会是多有趣的事啊，你会有五亿个铃铛，而我会有五亿口水井。
And he too said nothing more, because he was crying.
然后他也什么都没有再说了，因为他开始哭泣了。
Here it is. Let me go on by myself. 就是这里了，让我自己走吧。
And he sat down, because he was afraid.
他坐了下来，因为他很害怕。
Then he said again,
You know, my flower, I am responsible for her, and she is so weak.
然后他又说，你知道的，我的花，我对她有责任，她是那么的弱小。
She is so naive. She has 4 thorns of no use at all to protect herself against all the world.
她是如此的天真，她只有四根没有用的刺来保护她自己对抗这个世界。
I too sat down, because I was not able to stand up any longer.
我也坐了下来，因为我再也站不住了。
There now, that is all.
好了，就这样吧。
He still hesitated a little, then he got up. He took one step. I could not move.
他仍然有点犹豫，然后他站了起来。他迈开一步，而我却动弹不得。
There was nothing but a flash of yellow close to his ankle.
只有一道黄光靠近了他的脚踝。
He remained motionless for an instant. He did not cry out.
他保持了片刻的静止，他没有喊出声。
He fell as gently as a tree falls.
他像一棵树一样轻轻地倒下。
There was not even any sound because of the sand.
甚至没有一点声响，因为沙子的缘故。在这个章节，小王子回到了他的星球，虽然是以一个令人有点伤心的方式。每次读到这个章节，我都会感到很难过，虽然我已经读了小王子好多遍了，但是他最后教会了我们好多事情。好的，以上就是这一次的内容，那我们下周见咯，下周就会是最后一章了，我们一起把它听完吧。 And I will see you next time. Bye bye.